Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is December 9, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Bridgewater's Ray Dalio softens stance on Bitcoin, says it has place in investors' portfolios. Ingbank opens up about crypto custody solution at Singapore FinTech event. Bitcoin's rising popularity with investors means gold will suffer, JP Morgan. One of the world's oldest banks is issuing a euro stablecoin on Stellar. Coinbase-backed Bitso raises $62 million to expand crypto footprint in Brazil. Bitwise's crypto index fund becomes available to U.S. investors. Bitcoin's options market skews bearish as spot price loses ground. First mover, why Wells Fargo won't recommend Bitcoin to clients? Now let's get started. Bridgewater's Ray Dalio softens stance on Bitcoin, says it has place in investors' portfolios. Ray Dalio, the founder of the world's largest hedge fund, Bridgewater Associates, has offered a more positive stance on Bitcoin than in comments that made headlines last month. In a Reddit Ask Me Anything AMA on Tuesday, Dalio said he thought Bitcoin BTC, -2.71%, and other cryptocurrencies had established themselves over the last 10 years and were interesting gold-like asset alternatives. The billionaire hedge fund manager also noted that cryptocurrencies share similarities and differences to gold and various limited supply, mobile unlike real estate, storeholds of wealth. Bitcoin could serve as a diversifier to gold and other such storehold of wealth assets, said Dalio. The main thing is to have some of these types of assets including stocks, in one's portfolio and to diversify among them. Dalio comments are a deviation from a month ago when he said there are three main problems with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies: a lack of venues accepting digital assets as payment, price volatility and the potential for governments to outlaw them. During the AMA, Dalio also said, when comparing Bitcoin to gold, he had a strong preference for assets which central banks will want to hold and use to exchange value. Ingbank opens up about crypto custody solution at Singapore FinTech event. Another big bank edging closer to a crypto custody offering, Netherlands-based Ing, spoke publicly for the first time this week about its preliminary trials with digital assets. Speaking at the Singapore FinTech Festival, Tuesday, Ing blockchain lead Hervé Francois discussed the work done so far with Pictor, a custody and post-trade infrastructure for crypto assets that was included in this year's cohort of the Financial Conduct Authority's regulatory sandbox in the UK. Pictor, a collaborative effort between Ing, ABN AMRO, BNP Paribas Securities Services, Citibank, Invesco, Societe Generale, State Street, UBS and others, is designed to make banks feel comfortable handling crypto. The project involves layers of security such as multi-party computation, MPC, and hardware security module, HSM, technology, and is also decentralized, according to Francois. The Pictor network of financial institutions increases security of the custody digital assets and removes single points of failure. These principles were the core design choices when designing relevant pilots with our partners, he said. Ing is also focused on cryptocurrency from an anti-money laundering AML perspective, as one of the founding members of the TRP Travel Rule Protocol, which includes Standard Chartered and Fidelity Digital Assets. Prior to joining the FCA sandbox in July 2020, Pictor conducted a first pilot alongside firms such as DLA, Piper, R3 Tata Consultancy Services and Securosis. This involved two asset managers serviced by their respective custodian, who transferred a token on Ethereum ETH, -1.69% S testnet, representing a digitally native bond issued by Societe Generale's Digital Assets Initiative, Forge. The transaction validated Pictor's secure custody and asset transfer decentralized operating model, Francois said. Within the comfort of the FCA regulatory sandbox, Pictor conducted another pilot around its token issuance and management operating model. In this case, a smart contract involved in the token issuance on the Ethereum blockchain was operated from Pictor private network, Francois explained. It was done in a decentralized manner using MPC and the newly issued tokens were safeguarded by a custodian of the Pictor ecosystem, Francois told CoinDesk via email. The transaction was processed on the Ethereum mainnet, validating assumptions about the viability of using public blockchains. Bitcoin's rising popularity with investors means gold will suffer, JP Morgan. Gold could lose its shine in the long run due to institutional investors' increased preference for Bitcoin, according to the investment banking giant JP Morgan. The adoption of Bitcoin BTC, -2.60%, by institutional investors has only begun, while for gold, its adoption by institutional investors is very advanced, JP Morgan Bank's quantitative strategists and managing director Nikolaos Panagiotsoglou recently noted, according to Bloomberg. The investment bank's research has found that $7 billion has flowed out of gold's exchange-traded funds, ETFs, since October, while the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust has seen inflows of $2 billion during the same period. Grayscale's asset under management recently rose above $10 billion for the first time on record. Grayscale is owned by Digital Currency Group, the parent company of CoinDesk. JP Morgan said it expects that trend to continue and have a bearing on the yellow metals price. While gold accounts for 3.3% of family office assets, Bitcoin accounts for just 0.18%, according to JP Morgan's calculations. And while Bitcoin is the biggest cryptocurrency by market value, its current capitalization of $343 billion is quite small compared with gold's market capitalization of over $10 trillion. As such, the transfer of cash from gold to Bitcoin could bring in big losses for gold and gains for the cryptocurrency. If this medium to longer term thesis proves right, the price of gold would suffer from a structural flow headwind over the coming years, wrote JP Morgan's strategists. The bank recommends buying one unit of Grayscale and selling three units of the SPDR Gold Trust. The metal is already feeling the negative impact of the change in fund allocation by institutional investors. At the current price of $1,856 per ounce, gold is down 1.5% on a quarter-to-date basis. Meanwhile, Bitcoin has gained 71% in this quarter. The top cryptocurrency is currently trading at $18,500, having reached a record high of $19,920 on December 1. Several public listed companies have poured money into Bitcoin over the past few months, strengthening Bitcoin's appeal as a reserve asset and an inflation hedge. One of the world's oldest banks is issuing a euro stablecoin on Stellar. A euro stablecoin is being issued by one of the oldest banks in the world and it's being done on the Stellar blockchain network. Announced Wednesday, Germany's bankhaus von der Haydt, BVDH, established in 1754, is working with tokenization and digital asset custody technology provider Bitbond for the first direct issuance of a stablecoin by a banking institution on Stellar, the company said. Bitbond has already partnered with the Stellar Development Foundation to issue a euro-denominated stablecoin with Tempo, and has also received approval from the German regulator BaFin to issue tokenized bonds, also on Stellar, said Radoslav Albrecht, Bitbond founder and CEO. When using our technology to tokenize securities, you also have the payment method on-chain but not as a volatile cryptocurrency, as a stablecoin, said Albrecht in an interview. Banks normally wouldn't feel comfortable using stablecoins like Tether or USDC, due to the potential counterparty risk that is behind them. They prefer to work with stablecoins issued by banks, and the same is true for institutional investors. The stablecoin development comes months after BVDH experimented with tokenized securities on Stellar as well. CryptoShift Munich-based BVDH had enjoyed a pretty traditional boutique business in areas like securitization, fund administration and M&A. But a couple of years ago, it became very focused on digital assets, according to Lucas Weniger, BVDH Business Development. The main shortcoming of stablecoins in circulation today is the general lack of a fully licensed bank behind them, Weniger said. The stablecoin is a very sensitive product, and it requires a lot of trust from the users at the end of the day, he told CoinDesk. So if we look at other projects, for example Tether, there's a kind of a trust issue. It relates to the fact Tether is not really publishing their audit reports and stuff like that. A fiat currency transfer is held at an escrow account at BVDH, which then triggers the issuance of the stablecoin, Weniger explained. Stringent regulatory and Know Your Customer (KYC) requirements mean the stablecoin will not be openly traded on exchanges. In terms of use cases, the bank-issued stablecoins will make delivery versus payment DVP, an efficient process carried out on a blockchain, according to Bitbonds Albrecht. In Germany alone, we are talking to several real estate developers that would like to issue tokenized securities themselves, but they also want an efficient payment method, he said. Coinbase-backed Bitso raises $62 million to expand crypto footprint in Brazil. Latin American crypto exchange Bitso has raised a whopping $62 million funding round, the largest in the region for a digital asset firm. Announced Wednesday, Mexico City-based Bitso's Series B also heralded the first investment in crypto by renowned fintech VC firms QED Investors and Kashek Ventures, which led the fundraise. Also involved in the round were existing shareholders Coinbase and Pantera Capital. Nigel Morris, co-founder and managing partner of QED Investors, and Nicholas Shikasi, co-founder and managing partner at Kashek Ventures, are joining the board of Bitso. We have been talking to QED and Kashek for a really long time and they have been interested in crypto but hadn't pulled the trigger until now, said Daniel Vogel, CEO and co-founder of Bitso. I think the conviction from them is because we are really focused on making this technology accessible to the people of Latin America. Market share. The specter of deflationary currencies has driven Bitso user numbers to over a million, and a crypto market share of 97% in Mexico and 77% in Argentina, Vogel said. A steady expansion of real-world use cases is behind the VC interest, he said. Such as remittances, where crypto enjoys a share of the $36 billion a year U.S.-Mexico corridor. In the case of the U.S.-Mexico remittances, Bitso has processed over $1 billion worth, said Vogel. That's exciting because it's the technology being put to use for the benefit of the consumers, more than just speculation. Bitso raised a previously undisclosed $15 million Series A round in October 2019. Vogel said, and currently employs about 200 staff. The firm will use a portion of the latest fundraise to build out a Brazil-based operation, which was given a toehold launch earlier this year. Brazil is probably the most exciting place to be building out how we envision crypto-powered financial products for the end customer, Vogel said. So there's going to be a very strong commitment from Bitso in Brazil where we aim to triple the size of the team over the next 12 months. Bitwise's crypto index fund becomes available to U.S. investors. Bitwise Asset Management, a provider of cryptocurrency index funds to professional investors, announced Wednesday that its 10 crypto index fund is now available to U.S. investors as a public traded cryptocurrency index fund. After a Form 211 for quotation of the fund's shares were reviewed by the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund was enabled to be listed on the over-the-counter markets and trades under the ticker symbol BITW, the company said in a news release. Shares of the fund will be tradable through traditional brokerage accounts and the assets will be custodied with Coinbase Custody Trust Company. The fund will track the Bitwise 10 Large Cap Crypto Index, a diversified, market cap-weighted index of the 10 largest cryptocurrencies. As of November 30, The fund held approximately 75% Bitcoin, BTC, -2.53%, and 13% Ethereum, ETH, -1.37%. According to Hunter Horsley, co-founder and chief executive of Bitwise, this gives investors exposure to cryptocurrencies without trying to pick winners or having to constantly monitor the rapid changes in the space. BITW is designed for financial advisors, Matt Hogan, Bitwise's chief investment officer, said in an email response to CoinDesk. Financial advisors are eager for a safe and easy way to allocate to crypto for clients. The news came after the company failed its attempts to win approval from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for a Bitcoin-focused exchange-traded fund. While many exchange-traded fund ETF efforts have focused around Bitcoin only, Hogan said that having a crypto index fund gives investors exposures to other cryptocurrencies, with several having outperformed Bitcoin thus far this year. Unlike an ETF, the BITW's shares are exempt from registration with the SEC. Nonetheless, the launch of BITW will not stop the company from pursuing a Bitcoin ETF, Hogan told CoinDesk. Bitwise had more than $100 million in assets under management as of the end of October. The company attributed the significant growth to rising demand from hedge funds, financial advisors, and multifamily offices. Crypto is about more than Bitcoin, said Hogan. As phenomenal an asset as Bitcoin is, it is far from the best performing asset in the Bitwise 10. In fact, it's the sixth best performer year to date. Bitwise will not be entering this crypto fund space without facing some established competitors. Grayscale, the oldest and largest digital currency asset manager, also offers a similar investment product, Grayscale Digital Large Cap Fund, with about $170.6 million worth of digital assets holdings. According to a public available document by Grayscale in early December, Grayscale is owned by DCG, the parent company of CoinDesk. Hogan clarified that Grayscale's digital large cap fund is not an index fund because it holds a basket of five crypto assets without tracking an index. And while Grayscale's product requires a 3% management fee, BITW is slightly cheaper at 2.5%. S&P Dow Jones Indices, a major financial data firm, said last week that it will launch a customizable cryptocurrency indexing service amid growing interest from institutional investors in cryptocurrencies this year. Bitcoin's options market skews bearish as spot price loses ground. Bitcoin's options market has flipped bearish for the short term, as demand rises for ways to hedge against further sell-offs in the spot market. The top cryptocurrency by market value fell to $17,640 earlier Wednesday, the lowest since November 29. Prices later rebounded somewhat and Bitcoin BTC, -2.61%, was last seen changing hands near $18,300, according to CoinDesk 20 data. Prices have declined by $1,000 in the past 24 hours, taking out crucial technical levels and triggering fears of a deeper decline in the short run. That's evident from the increased demand for put options highlighted by a positive turn on the one-week put-call skew. The gauge measuring the value of short-dated puts relative to calls has risen from -0.20% to 15% in the past 24 hours, according to data source Skew. Essentially, short-dated puts are now drawing higher demand, or prices, than calls. The one-month put-call skew has also recovered from -21% to -7%, again reflecting a pickup in the hedging demand for puts. The majority of the activity has been concentrated in $17,000 puts, and $15,000 puts expiring this month. Over 300 contracts of $17,000 put with a notional value of more than $5 million have been traded on Deribit since midnight UTC, said Sean Fernando, head of risk and product at Deribit, the biggest crypto options exchange by volume and open interest. According to Matthew Dibb, CEO of Stack Funds, put options at $15,000 and $16,000 strikes have also seen increased purchases over the past week. Investors appear to be hedging before the year is out, he said. However, the 3 and 6 month skews remain strongly in the negative territory, implying a bullish longer term outlook. Technical charts, 2, indicate scope for an extension of the pullback from Bitcoin's recently reached record price of $19,920. According to Ray Youssef, CEO of peer-to-peer marketplace Paxful, $18,500 was a key support level, and its violation has opened the doors for further declines to $17,300. Bitcoin's move below $18,500 has marked a downside break of the triangle pattern as seen on the daily chart. The 14-day relative strength index is now on the verge of crossing into a bearish territory below 50. Downside may be limited to $16,000, a level Bitcoin nearly tested on November 27, before turning higher to reach a record high of $19,920 on December 1. We believe there is strong support that should hold around $16,000, and if so, it sustains its bullish uptrend, Dib said. Bitcoin has seen several pullbacks of more than 20% during previous bull runs that didn't break the upwards trend. At the current price of $18,200, Bitcoin is down just 9% from the recent high of $19,920. According to market analyst Joseph Young, the current bull run is different from the one seen 3 years ago. While the cryptocurrency could see more protracted periods of consolidation and decent pullbacks, that just makes Bitcoin more healthy in the longer run, he tweeted. That said, the market may be shaken if there is negative news about the financial health of the business intelligence company MicroStrategy, which has adopted Bitcoin as a reserve asset. Bitcoin's price slide of the past 24 hours has happened alongside a decision from Citi to lower the recommendation on MicroStrategy to sell from neutral. An analyst cited CEO Michael Saylor's disproportionate focus on Bitcoin as a potentially troubling trend for the business intelligence company. The concerns are that MicroStrategy's recent foray into digital asset space will raise questions from regulators about its purchasing spree, and also, some shareholders may voice their discontent about the move, Denis Vinokourov, head of research at the London-based prime brokerage Bequant, told CoinDesk. If indeed the company's underlying position is much less rosy and the company's financial health comes into question, it is the Bitcoin holding that will be forced to be sold. First mover, why Wells Fargo won't recommend Bitcoin to clients? Bitcoin was little changed, holding above the key psychological support level of $18,000 after a drop on Tuesday of more than $800, or 4.5%. But that decline was only the biggest in a week, in a reminder of just how volatile Bitcoin prices can be. The slide might have been triggered by blockchain data showing large cryptocurrency investors known as whales keeping sizable amounts of their Bitcoin on exchanges, an indication that they could choose to sell at any time. Kiyoung Yu, CEO of analytics firm CryptoQuant, told CoinDesk's Sebastian Sinclair. An 80% increase in Bitcoin price over only 2 months might be a profit too tempting not to take, Lucas Huang, head of growth at decentralized exchange Tokenlin, told Sinclair. In traditional markets, European shares rose and U.S. stock futures pointed to a higher open as a $916 billion U.S. stimulus proposal from the White House energized investor hopes for a year-end deal. Gold weakened 0.6% to $1,858 an ounce. Market moves after First Mover on Tuesday mentioned a report featuring Bitcoin from an investment research division of Wells Fargo. A media representative for the giant U.S. bank invited us to attend a Zoom call later in the day for reporters mapping out the investing outlook for 2021. We got a chance to hit the Wells Fargo Investment Institute analyst team with some of our favorite big-picture macroeconomic questions, such as how a secular shift toward remote working might affect everything from the labor market to commercial real estate to oil and travel stocks. It touches every single asset class, said Daryl Kronk, Wells Fargo's chief investment officer for wealth and investment management. And whether markets have become addicted to the trillions of stimulus money pumped into the global economy this year by governments and central banks, ostensibly pushing up traditional asset prices from stocks to bonds to gold. The markets are drunk on liquidity, and I don't think 2021 will be the year they have to sober up, said Brian Relling, head of global fixed income strategy. Then of course we asked about Bitcoin. Regular readers will recall just how many times First Mover has reminded them of Bitcoin's outperformance this year compared with U.S. stocks up 169% in 2020, or 11 times the gains in the Standard & Poor's 500 index. And while hindsight is 2020, many investors often simply choose where to put their money in assets that have done well in the past, or into things that everyone else is going into. So the question was whether the Wells Fargo analysts were recommending Bitcoin to clients. The answer was no, with an asterisk. Clients cannot hold crypto at Wells, so we don't have an official recommendation, said John LaForgue, head of real asset strategy. But aren't clients demanding to know why they've missed out this year on what is arguably the world's best performing major asset? We get the occasional question from clients, "Hey, what do I do here?" But we're still not at that stage, LaForgue said. From a regulatory standpoint, there's still a lot of vagueness just generally in this space. That was about the extent of the exchange. Other reporters had questions too that had nothing to do with cryptocurrencies, believe it or not, such as how the stock market might react if Democrats manage to take control of the U.S. Senate following next month's runoff elections in the state of Georgia, or if President-elect Joe Biden's administration might successfully push through tax increases. The upshot for Bitcoin investors might be twofold. First, this year's frenzy in cryptocurrency markets has yet to grab the attention of retail investors to the point where big banks like Wells Fargo are rushing to meet the demand or lobbying regulators and lawmakers for a quick resolution of any regulatory uncertainties so they can start selling the product. Second, the fact that big banks like Wells Fargo are still not helping clients put money into Bitcoin highlights the reality that many investors are still locked out of the market if they're relying on traditional financial services to aid them in saving for retirement or anything else. Wells Fargo's Wealth and Investment Management division boasts some $1.9 trillion of client assets. Multiply that across all the world's big traditional financial firms that aren't really doing much just yet in the cryptocurrency arena. What would be the incremental demand for Bitcoin if and when clients do eventually gain access via their traditional financial accounts? Not all of those retail investors might choose to buy Bitcoin, but some might want to. Especially if Bitcoin prices keep rising at an uncanny clip, relative to traditional assets. Past performance is no guarantee of future success, but fear of missing out has proven a powerful motivator. Bitcoin has had a volatile day so far, with prices falling as low as $17,640 during the early European trading hours before charting a quick bounce to above $18,000. At press time, the cryptocurrency is trading near $18,300, down roughly $1,000 from Tuesday's highs near $19,300. According to Sui Chung, CEO of CF Benchmarks, the dip below the psychological level of $18,000 spooked markets, causing heavy selling. There has been no real fundamental news to have driven the price in. As we have seen, the market has now recovered somewhat, Chung said in a Telegram chat. For some observers, the latest pullback isn't surprising, and the long-term bullish case remains intact. Given how close the price is to Bitcoin's all-time high, a certain amount of profit-taking and selling is to be expected, Su Zhu, CEO of Three Arrows Capital told CoinDesk. I would consider any continued dumping on BTC to be undeniably bullish. Technical charts have turned bearish with the cryptocurrency's drop below $18,500. That was the key support, according to Ray Youssef, CEO of peer-to-peer marketplace Paxful, and its violation has opened the doors for further declines to $17,300. There is evidence of investors scrambling for hedges to protect against further downside. The one-week put call skew, which measures the value of short-dated puts relative to calls, has risen from minus 0.20% to 15% in the past 24 hours, according to data source skew. It means that short-dated puts, a type of options bet that prices might decline, are now drawing higher demand than calls, which are bets that prices will increase. The one-month put call skew has also recovered from minus 21% to minus 7%, again reflecting a pickup in the hedging demand for puts. The majority of the activity has been concentrated in $17,000 puts, and $15,000 puts expiring this month. Downside may be limited to $16,000, a level Bitcoin nearly tested on November 27, before turning higher to reach a record high of $19,920 on December 1. We believe there is strong support that should hold around $16,000, and if so, it sustains its bullish uptrend, Dib said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.